In this lifetime or the next or the next after that, just as you did in the lifetime before, each of you is always a choice. Each of you is made up of all of it. There is male and female in each of you. Express and experience that aspect of you which it pleases you to express and experience. Yet know that it is all open to each of you.
I don't want to get off onto other topics here. I just want to stay with this male-female paradigm for a while longer. You promised to discuss in much more detail the whole sexual aspect of this duality.
Yes, I think it is time that we talked, you and I, about sex.
Why did you create two sexes? Was this the only way you could figure for us to recreate? How should we deal with this incredible experience called sexuality?
Not with shame, that's for sure. And not with guilt. And not with fear. For shame is not virtue. And guilt is not goodness. And fear is not honor. And not with lust, for lust is not passion. And not with abandon, for abandon is not freedom. And not with aggressiveness, for aggressiveness is not eagerness. And obviously, not with ideas of control or power or domination, for these have nothing to do with love. But may sex be used for purposes of simple personal gratification? The surprising answer is yes, because personal gratification is just another word for self-love. Personal gratification has gotten a bad rap through the years, which is the main reason so much guilt is attached to sex. You are told you are not to use for personal gratification something which is intensely personally gratifying. This obvious contradiction is apparent to you, but you don't know where to go with the conclusion. So you decide that if you feel guilty about how good you feel during and after sex, that will at least make it all right. It's not unlike the famous singer you all know, whom I will not name here, who receives millions of dollars for singing her songs. Asked to comment on her incredible success and the riches it has brought her, she said, "I feel almost guilty because I love doing this so much." The implication is clear. If it's something you love doing, you should not also be rewarded additionally with money. Most people earn money by doing something they hate, or something that is at least hard work, not endless joy. So the world's message is, if you feel negatively about it, then you can enjoy it. Guilt is often used by you in your attempt to feel bad about something you feel good about, and thus reconcile yourself with God, who you think does not want you to feel good about anything. You are especially not to feel good about joys of the body, and absolutely not about, as your grandmother used to whisper, S-E-X. Well, the good news is, it's all right to love sex. It's also all right to love yourself. In fact, it's mandatory. What does not serve you is to become addicted to sex or anything else. But it is okay to fall in love with it. Practice saying this 10 times each day. I love sex. Practice saying this 10 times. I love money. Now, you want a really tough one? Try saying this 10 times. I love me. Here are some other things you are not supposed to love. Practice loving them. Power, glory, fame, success, winning. You want some more? Try these. You should really feel guilty if you love these. The adulation of others. Being better. Having more. Knowing how. Knowing why. Had enough? Wait, here's the ultimate guilt. You should feel the ultimate guilt if you feel that you know God. Isn't that interesting? All through your life, you have been made to feel guilty about the things you want most. Yet I tell you this, love, love, love the things you desire, for your love of them draws them to you. These things are the stuff of life. When you love them, you love life. When you declare that you desire them, you announce that you choose all the good that life has to offer. So choose sex, all the sex you can get. And choose power, all the power you can muster. And choose fame, all the fame you can attain. And choose success, all the success you can achieve. And choose winning, all the winning you can experience. Yet do not choose sex instead of love, but as a celebration of it. And do not choose power over, but power with. And do not choose fame as an end in itself, but as a means to a larger end. And do not choose success at the expense of others, but as a tool with which to assist others. And do not choose winning at any cost, but winning that costs others nothing, and even brings them gain as well. Go ahead and choose the adulation of others, but see all others as beings upon which you can shower adulation, and do it. Go ahead and choose being better, but not better than others, rather better than you were before. Go ahead and choose having more, but only so that you have more to give. And yes, choose knowing how and knowing why, so that you can share all knowledge with others. And by all means, choose to know God. In fact, choose this first, and all else will follow. All of your life you have been taught that it is better to give than to receive, yet you cannot give what you do not have. That is why self-gratification is so important, and why it is so unfortunate that it has come to sound so ugly. Obviously, self-gratification at the expense of others is not what we're talking about here. This is not about ignoring the needs of others. Yet life should also not have to be about ignoring your own needs. Give yourself abundant pleasure, and you will have abundant pleasure to give others. The masters of tantric sex know this. That's why they encourage masturbation, which some of you actually call a sin.
Masturbation? Oh, boy. You've really stretched the limit here. How can you bring up something like that? How can you even say it in a message that's supposed to be coming from God?
I see. You have a judgment about masturbation.
Well, I don't, but a lot of people might. And I thought you said we were producing this program for others to hear.
We are.
Then why are you deliberately offending them?
I am not deliberately offending anyone. People are free to be offended or not as they choose. Yet do you really think it's going to be possible for us to candidly and openly talk about human sexuality without someone choosing to be offended?
No, but there's such a thing as going too far. I don't think most people are ready to hear God talk about masturbation.
If this program is to be limited to what most people are ready to hear God talk about, it's going to be a very short program. Most people are never ready to hear what God talks about when God is talking about it. They usually wait 2,000 years.
All right, go ahead. We've all gotten over our initial shock.
Good. I was merely using this life experience in which you've all engaged, by the way, but of which no one wants to speak, to illustrate a larger point. The larger point, restated, give yourself abundant pleasure, and you will have abundant pleasure to give to others.